right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGNs. Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in. Any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That was Trick Shooter Social Club. And they are playing tomorrow, Thursday, at the House of Blues on Dearborn. TrickShooterSocialClub.com is their website, but we have a link on our Facebook page as well. And I want to welcome back to the show Steve Simoncic and Larry Liss.
Thanks, Nick.
How you doing, man? Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you on. It's a lot of fun. How you been?
We've been well. We've been well.
About 6 months since the last time you were here.
Yeah.
It was like 30 below. Now it's 90 above.
Exactly. Welcome to Chicago.
Exactly. Give everybody your backgrounds. Steve, we'll start with you. So your background, how you got started and all that stuff?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I'm from Detroit originally, but been in Chicago a long time. And, you know, just started, you know, first band was classic, you know, like sophomore year high school. Just banging out covers, you know, playing high school dances.
Yeah. And
actually, we played one wedding, which is hilarious.
Like, how'd that go?
Oh, it was long. It was long.
So did you have to play Celebration and stuff like that?
Yeah. We were
all the standards?
Totally. And like, and we were trying to like bone up to get three sets of a proper wedding, you know, thing.
Oh,
and we were definitely not a wedding band.
Right.
So we kind of, you know, fake it till you make it.
Are they divorced now?
Yeah, they're happily divorced.
Happily divorced. So you started in those kind of bands and then went on from there?
Yeah, totally. And have been sort of in and out of projects for kind of ever since.
Yeah.
And then Larry and I have been playing in different bands now for, gosh, probably 8 years, you know, in different incarnations. And Trick Shooter's probably been four or five.
Cool. Boom. And Larry, what about you? Where are you from?
I did weddings as well. Yeah. Actually, I was a DJ though.
I remember that now. Yeah. We forgot your DJ name. We asked you last time. Dan and I couldn't remember. What was your DJ name?
I'm not sure this is an accident. This question. DJ Larry Lair.
DJ Larry Lair. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
We were trying to think of it on the way because Dan and I, you know, we ride in together on the way to work. And we were like, I was like, man, what was Larry's DJ name? I can't remember what it was.
How could you forget that?
I know. I'm such an idiot.
I'm trying really hard.
So you guys were a DJ at weddings.
In Evanston. Actually, in the Evanston area, I grew up DJing in like house parties and in a couple clubs.
Yeah.
When they didn't know how old I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
DJ Larry Lair.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's very, very cool. And then music, though. How'd you get started playing music and stuff?
You know, I didn't actually pick up a guitar. I mean, we always had music in the house. My dad played, like, guitar, but I didn't pick it up until I got into college and realized how cool that was in the dorms. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, guys with guitars. Yeah.
Oh, they get the chicks. Yeah. Guys with guitars get the chicks. No, not so much with the DJ Lair Lair.
No. House music in Southern Illinois didn't exactly.
Oh, no, you went to SIU?
I did.
Oh, man. Can we talk about Halloween at SIU?
My freshman year was the last official
closed. You got to see one of them.
Yes. I went down one year
for it. I had a friend who was going to, and we went down there for Halloween. Have you ever gone to?
I've never been.
Well, there's this legendary. They would close off the street, and it would just be. It was insane.
This will tell you all you need to know about Halloween is they actually had a police station on the strip. And they would literally take you in the trailer, you would pay a fine, and you'd be back out on the street underage with a drink in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, about a 15-minute dent in your night.
Right, exactly.
It was complete insanity. Did you enjoy going to school at SIU? Was that fun?
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool atmosphere. I mean, and, you know, I actually got to see Tom Petty down there in Southern
California. Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. And Lenny Kravitz, who nobody knew back then, got to open. So that was a really cool show.
Kravitz opened for Tom Petty.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I got to see Kravitz open for the Stones, at Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
The first and only time I've ever seen the Stones, which is really depressing to me. But I'm sure I'll get a chance. They're only in their
70s.
Right. So exactly. Just getting going.
They haven't slowed down. So then you came up to – you're originally from Evanston.
Yes.
When you were through at SIU, did you come right back up to Chicago?
Came right back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, born and raised, so I'm here for good.
And you were in a lot of bands before you met Steve?
I was in a couple, yeah. I mean – you know, a couple things. Mostly, there was one that was all original, and then a couple cover bands.
Yeah.
You know, did
all
some
right.
stuff down at SIU.
And then you guys met. How long you guys known each other?
Probably 10, 12 years probably.
Yeah.
We've known each other kind of as friends and kind of in and out. We started just playing together a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And then locked into this about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Cool. All right, listen, hang on, guys. We got a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Steve and Larry are here from Trick Shooter Social Club. We're going to hear a new single, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to debut that right here on the show. We'll do that a little bit later on. And they will be performing tomorrow, Thursday night, at House of Blues. And we'll talk about that as well. All after we break for the news here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we are going to go through the top summer songs of each summer dating back to 1987. So we're going to talk about that. We're doing sort of a music-themed show. Speaking of music, you guys program it, and it's Wild Card Wednesday. It's any song, anything, anybody, anything. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in. That music that you just heard coming out of the news there was Trick Shooter Social Club. Steve Simoncic and Larry List from the band are back in studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the album that is coming out is your third.
Third album, correct.
And how long have you guys been working on it?
You know, we're sort of right in the process. We're in sort of the first sort of wave of tunes. Mm-hmm. So we have one sort of single that we finished and produced and we feel pretty good about. And we're writing, we have probably 4 or 5 new tunes that are sort of on the blocks. The goal is to get everything finished by the end of this year, this calendar year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we work. We tend to write, record, and sort of have songs sort of in different levels of finish.
Yeah.
And trying to be finished.
Polish them up, get them done, and then get them out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very, very cool. So we're going to debut one of those songs.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. We'll do that a little bit later on.
Thanks. Cool.
So now, how did you guys meet?
How did we meet? So we met through a mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. One of our old drummers sort of introduced, you know, knew my brother. We were sort of playing together, and then Steve came in one day, and like since that day, like we've been playing together ever since.
Yeah. Tell us about the other members of the band.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we're really fortunate. Some good people and really solid musicians.
Yeah.
I guess I'll start with the rhythm section, Barrett Harvey, who is just a monster drummer, great guy, session guy in town, plays in lots of different outfits, can kind of do anything, and just like a big heart, big soul. He's one of those guys, too. He's really just generous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He can kind of do anything, but he picks his battles and really anchors everything. James McNaughton, who plays bass.
Last time we talked about how he was actually dancing.
Yeah,
yes.
He actually moved.
We have evidence. He moved. Yeah.
Tell me about him then.
He's great, man. Really solid. And you know, every time we record, we always playback. We're like, James is killing it. You know what I mean? He's funny. He's kind of a quiet assassin, just sort of like quietly does his thing. But
those
really
are the guys, man. You know what I mean? Like the quiet ones. You always got to look out for them.
Chris Bartley on keyboards, who's just a mad scientist.
Yeah, amazing talent. And the happiest guy to be on stage with. I mean, he's just, you look over and he's just, you know, sort of banging his head and smiling the entire time.
And Chris is a musician. Like, he can kind of do anything. But the cool thing about Chris is he'll show up in like a fringe jacket and you know, just aviator glasses for no reason. We're like, that's a good look, Chris. That's a good good look. You know, he just brings the heat.
Right, right.
Adrian Thomas, we talked about last time, vocalist. She's great.
Yeah,
amazing vocalist, and really has really, like, you know, shifted the trajectory of the band. You know, like, we really try to write for her and integrate her in, and that vocal element has really sort of driven a lot of our writing, which is really cool. Beltran,
yeah, the latest addition to the band, just an amazing violinist. I mean, just so viscerally talented. I mean, you hear him and you can't help but be swooned by him and his luscious hair.
Yes, oh, he's got luscious hair.
Yes, he does have luscious hair.
He does. But, I mean, just, you know, and again, you know, one of the things that I personally love about this band is just the happiness that's on stage. Everybody's genuinely, like, thrilled to be there with each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a common thing that you can, you know, you'll see on stage.
And that's rare. I mean, I appreciate you asking about it, because I mean, we really do. I mean, it sounds like a love fest, but they're really good folks. And, like, we're really proud of that part of it, because early on, we were both kind of like, maybe we don't need to be in a band again, because as soon as you're in a band, it's like four angry guys staring at their shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything. I'm like, let's not do that. So we called it a social club. I'm like, let's have a nucleus and bring people in and out and make it more of a community versus a thing. And of course, it ultimately forms into a band.
Yeah.
But our initial impulse was we want to keep this, you know, do it for the right reasons and try to really build a community around the work.
Is that kind of where the name came from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we did a show. It's funny. We did a show just 2 weeks ago. And the club allowed us because, you know, we both have young kids and we took to bring the kids. And it was the coolest show ever because we were like, the whole band started around community. And we had, like, you know, our friends there. We had our kids there. We played a set that we were proud of. And I was like, that's kind of what we had always imagined, you know. And
how old are your kids?
So my boy Johnny, who's a little rock star himself, is 10. And my daughter is 14. And,
okay.
And she's great. She's got a great taste, really gets music. So to have them there and to kind of give them a look like, we good? And they were like, yeah, this is good.
Do they play music at all?
Yeah, you know, they both have. Right, like, so my daughter played violin, played piano, but has mostly gone into performance, like vocal performance.
Yeah.
And my boy started drums and we're getting him back into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's exactly. Cool. What exactly. about you? How old are your
guys are jamming.
Yeah, so they actually are in a band together. So my daughter, Cara, is 12. My son, Noah, is 9.
And they're in a band together?
So, yeah, they awesome. Did. Listen to this. So they just played Martyrs.
Come on
right,
now.
I know, right? I'm like, yeah.
A 12 and 9-year-old?
A 12 and 9-year-old just played this show at Martyrs.
I'm like, that's
their
a good
school.
Gig.
Like, yeah, well, it took us like 30-some years to play that room. And they did it in like 8.
I remember the recital in Detroit was like in the basement of the teacher's house, you know, in front of your parents.
Yeah. Wow.
And the show was that much more glamorous. But now
all right, can you tell me about the band?
So they do it through a great school. Can I mention them for school?
Of course you can.
Yeah, so Flats and Sharps, great little, you know, music school, very family-oriented.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, like, my son started taking drums a couple years ago. My daughter, you know, followed suit. She sings and plays piano. And my youngest son, who's 7, is now playing guitar, so he'll be in it next
wow.
year.
Wow.
It's like a Partridge Family.
That is, man. You guys are going to get a bus? What?
I will paint a bus those colors if they can be in a band together and not kill each
Isn't
other.
Isn't that cool?
It was super fun. And,
that's
yeah,
so cool.
I mean, they're like playing classic rock tunes, like Neil Young and like, yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Okay, let's hear a song. This is going to be off of your last CD.
Yep.
You guys decided on. Tell me about the song we're going to play.
Bones and Honey?
Yeah. Bones and Honey. I mean, I feel like this from that album is one of the best representations of this album and where we were at that point. Just mm-hmm. very, you know, a lot of our influencers in there, you know, Social Distortion, Wilco, you know, Tupelo Petty, you know, yeah. I feel like, yeah. So.
And this is from Generator, the CD.
Generator. Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to hear it. And here they are. This is Trick Shooter Social Club on WGN.
Then I call you.
Trick Shooter Social Club on WGN. Guys, that's great, man.
Thanks, man.
That's great. Steve and Larry are here from the band. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more, and then we're going to debut a new single.
Awesome.
Which I'm really excited about. All right, and you can check them out tomorrow night, House of Blues, that they're playing, and it's TrickShooterSocialClub.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. More after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the music of Trick Shooter Social Club. Steve Simoncic and Larry Liss are here again. I love it when you guys come on the show, man.
We love being here, man.
We have so much fun both on and off the air, too, because, right? When we're off the air, we're having a good time, too. I wanted to mention, Steve, you mentioned to me off air that you know my friend Jen Bosworth. Yep. Because you do theater. Now, how did we not know this? Because I did theater for like 20 years in this city.
Yeah, and we just never made that connection. Yeah, yeah. You know, as a writer, as a playwright. And it's such a great theater town, as you know.
Yeah, yeah, the best.
And I started, started doing some improv and some theater and really got into the writing side and was lucky enough to have a play, Broken Fences, go up at 16th Street Theater.
Our good friend Ann Filmer.
Oh, she's the best.
She's awesome. She's been on the show many, many times. And that is a beautiful, it's a great theater company. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And did it go up in New York, you said?
It did, yeah. I was lucky enough to have it go up in a small theater in New York. In a small theater last year, went up in LA at the Rode Theater. So it was really cool to get three productions out of it, and it's going to be published. And it's actually going to be published as a bound book in the fall.
Congratulations, man. That's tough to do. Broken Fences, it's called. What's it about?
It's about gentrification.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's about a Chicago neighborhood that's sort of emerging and changing, and what happens when sort of neighbors, kind of clash together, and share a fence line that maybe wouldn't bump into each other otherwise.
Right.
And it's like it deals with race and culture and socioeconomics, and there's,
humor
to it, but hopefully, has some teeth as well.
Good for you, man. Yeah. That is. I can vouch for
having seen it in many different stages.
Sure.
It's a beautiful, beautiful play.
That's great, man. Congratulations. I didn't know that about
you. Thanks,
every time you guys come on, something new happens. DJ Larry Lair, and now we got a playwright
in the house. Exactly.
All right, cool. But we're going to play the song because we want to debut it. We want to make sure we have enough time to play the song.
Sure.
I always ask you guys the standard questions. I ask them every time. But
yep.
For people who are new, who haven't heard you guys on the air before, I always ask your first album. What was your first album?
The Clash, Combat Rock.
Right, and yours?
Kiss Alive 1.
There you go. And your first concert?
Springsteen, Born in the USA.
God. Okay.
Peter Gabriel, so.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll tell you again mine, Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Love it.
Oh.
And Black Oak, Arkansas with Bad Company opening. That was my first show.
That's a show.
Yeah. By the way, you guys are playing, in addition to tomorrow at House of Blues, you're playing June 25th at a festival called Ravenswood on Tap.
Correct.
In the Ravenswood neighborhood.
Yep.
Yes.
And you can get the information at your website,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's June 25th at Ravenswood on Tap, tomorrow night, Thursday at House of Blues, TrickShooterSocialClub.com. Wanted to make sure we have enough time for the song. The song is called Hotel Nowhere?
Correct.
Okay, tell me about this one.
So, yeah, we're pivoting the sound a little bit. We've been playing a lot with sort of tone, and it's a little bit more aggressive, and we're excited about where the music's going. And lyrically, to be honest, one of the albums that we always share is Nebraska, Springsteen's Nebraska.
Oh, that's a happy record.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, nothing more uplifting than that. Yeah,
almost as happy as the river.
Right. But lyrically, this kind of came off of Johnny 99.
Sure.
And so, lyrically, we wanted to do a little more storytelling.
Yeah.
And so Hotel Nowhere is just about, it's a character who's just sort of in the gaps, kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the impetus to write the lyrics for the song. So a little more storytelling.
New single off the forthcoming album. Yep. This is Hotel Nowhere by the Trick Shooter Social Club.
He's popping off like a roaming candle on the 4th of July. He's got his gun in the air, and he's shooting our lights. A hazy wave of the bad behavior tank away in the wine. Ooh.
Congratulations, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Hotel Nowhere from the upcoming album. You guys will play it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
tomorrow night at House of Blues. A great place to see a show, obviously. You guys have played there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super
and,
excited about that.
You guys
that.
Are going to have fun with that. And then June 25th, you want to see them at the Ravenswood On Tap Festival. TrickShooterSocialClub.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. You guys are great. Come back anytime.
Oh, thank you, man.
We seriously, we do love coming back every
I appreciate
time.
It, too, man. You guys are the best. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next right here on WGN.